The United States is not yet generating a watt of energy from commercial offshore wind. A few years ago, it looked like the Great Lakes might lead the nation, but now, as the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports, some are sounding the death knell for any wind development in the Great Lakes.
The idea for building a wind farm in Lake Erie near Cleveland was hatched 10 years ago. Wind energy developer Lori Wagner says leaders started looking toward the energy sector to create more jobs. That's when they realized the region's potential for offshore wind energy.
But the real resource is in the lake. And the reason for that is you get about 3 times the energy over water due to the higher wind speeds and less turbulence than you do on land.
The Department of Energy estimates the country has an offshore wind capacity of 4 million megawatts. That's 4 times the generating capacity of all U.S. electric power plants. Wagner is president of the Lake Erie Energy Development Corporation, a nonprofit known as LEEDCO. They started developing a pilot project to build a wind farm out in the lake. Other Great Lakes states were also moving forward with offshore wind. In 2012, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and others negotiated with federal agencies to streamline the permitting process. A proposed wind farm in Nantucket Sound called Cape Wind was mired in lawsuits, and it looked like the Great Lakes might be the nation's first region to get a project in the water. And LEEDCO's wind farm was in line to be that project. LEEDCO was in the running for a $47 million grant from the Department of Energy to get things started. I met with LEEDCO spokesman Eric Ritter in late April on the Cleveland Pier. He pointed out into the lake where they plan to build 6 turbines. Each would be taller than the Statue of Liberty. Ritter was confident LEEDCO would win.
We're anticipating good news in a couple weeks.
But they didn't get good news. Last month, the Department of Energy granted the money to offshore wind projects on the east and west coasts. Cleveland newspapers have called it a gigantic setback for LEEDCO, saying it may be time to pull the plug on the project. In fact, the tide seems to have turned on wind development throughout the Great Lakes region. There's been vocal opposition. Some people are worried turbines might ruin their lake view. Others, like Michael Hutchins of the American Bird Conservancy, say they might harm migratory birds.
This is an incredibly important bird migration area, and there are endangered species going through this area as well.
Hutchins says more study is needed before turbines are built in the Great Lakes. Instead, it looks like states are retreating. In recent years, an offshore project was abandoned in New York. Pennsylvania has focused on natural gas as an energy source. And in Michigan, the legislature introduced a bill to prohibit permits for offshore wind turbines. Some experts look back at the initial purpose of LEEDCO's project and say the region is potentially giving up on a huge new sector for jobs.
In Europe, there's a total of 58,000 workers now working in offshore wind.
That's Willette Kempton. He's a professor focused on offshore wind at the University of Delaware. Kempton says Cape Wind off the Massachusetts coast was the U.S.'s first foray into offshore wind. But the ensuing lawsuits have had a chilling effect.
Other developers were scared off because they said, wow, these guys are just burning money.
Kempton says the Obama administration's new proposed carbon rules could make offshore wind more attractive. But he says it hasn't helped that Ohio just weakened its renewable energy standards and that the federal government rolled back the wind energy tax credits. Despite the setbacks, LEEDCO isn't giving up on its wind farm on Lake Erie. A spokesman says they're disappointed they didn't get the federal grant money, but they're still fully committed to making it happen. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.